This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The drone shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
From Cancer, Step Outside the Box to The Truth About Cancer. The new book by Ty Bollinger has been released, folks, and we're ready to go outside the box with you, my friend.
Yeah, it has been released. The Truth About Cancer book was released just yesterday. Today is the 26th of October. It was released the 25th. So pretty excited about that. It already jumped all the way up to number 7 overall on Amazon yesterday. That's overall, not just in cancer category, but overall books in the world on Amazon. And it's settled in nicely as we speak right now. It's at number 12 on Amazon. So pretty amazing.
Yeah, from all of that it takes to put a book like that together, of course, you had some practice over the years, Ty. Let's admit that, and that's a good thing because it prepped for the way for a great publisher like Hay House to get it together, collate it, edit it, and all of that work with you to bring it out in a new form and a new way that it would take off like that on Amazon. Because this is different from when we put out the plea for people to buy in advance for the New York Times bestseller list. This is pretty impressive.
Well, it is impressive, and I think kind of this is just kind of a perfect storm at this point, because we just came off of the Truth About Cancer symposium there in Dallas, and we've had so much publicity, I guess, for lack of a better word, over this year with the relaunch of the Global Quest, and so people are just really aware of it, and it doesn't hurt to have an enormous list of people that we can email and ask, for help buying the book if we need them to pre-order the book or whatever, and we're giving all the proceeds to charity.
Yep.
So it's not for us. It's just to get the name out there, The Truth About Cancer, so that people can go by a bookstore, a Barnes & Noble, or they're flying somewhere, and they'll see it on the shelf, and so we can actually get the message out there to people that would have never heard it before. That's the goal, and so it's really just kind of all this, the perfect storm of events over the last few months, I think, has led to this. And that's just Amazon right now. That's not even the New York Times bestseller list. I think that it'll be within the next couple of weeks that we should hit the top 10 on New York Times.
Very cool. And just a reminder that all the proceeds go to charity, not so she can buy a little new pony, not that charity, your sweet daughter,
but yeah.
Real cancer charities that we're talking about that don't promote the use of chemotherapy, radiation, or surgery, real innovation, as well as supporting patients and their ability to get holistic, integrative, natural treatments, detoxification. So it's a whole new realm in supporting charitable work.
It is. It is. And I'm glad you mentioned that. It's our favorite charity, although our favorite charity is our charity. That's not the charity that we're talking about.
Oh, Dad, I don't get a new pony. Come on. Oh, well, it's very exciting. And, of course, this coming weekend, we're heading to Gainesville, the foothills of the Appalachian Mountains, for the Hearthlight Cancer event. And that's also charitable focused. And Kim Hames was on earlier today, and very excited that we get together. It's been less than 2 weeks since we saw you last, and I'm not complaining because I don't want it to be too long.
Well, it's going to be just within a couple of weeks. We'll see you again. And that's what I like, at least every couple of weeks, get a dose of RSB, right?
That's what we got to try and do. RSB together every couple of weeks. I'm all for that. And by the way, this time we're going to get together on the basketball court. As I said, I insist I will be the plucky comic relief Don't look for me to shoot three-pointers. I might heave it up for what do they call it, an alley-oop, so you can slam dunk it from a distance?
What do they call an alley-oop when you can't get 10 feet high and you can only get 8 feet high? Is that called a layup?
It's an alley whoops.
That's what I'm going to have, an alley whoops. I'm just hoping that the Globetrotters don't spank daddy right back in my face when I try to shoot. But
right.
It'll be fun. You know, we've been talking about that with people around here and how much fun it's going to be to play the Globetrotter Legends. And, you know, what they'll do is, you know, these guys are former Globetrotters, so they could pretty much whip us 100-1 if they wanted, but they'll allow us to get close and then they'll beat us at the end. That's kind of the way they do it. But it's just going to be fun to get out there and exercise. I got out last night and started practicing a little bit of basketball and mm-hmm. I kind of rolled my ankle. So yeah, this is kind of a preemptive excuse if I don't do
it. That's a good way to say it. He's hop along TMB this point. I'm just glad that Kim Hames didn't set up like a charity wrestling event, you know, and that would have been really painful.
That would have been painful. I actually probably would have done better at that than I'm going to do at basketball. But we'll have a good time regardless.
Yeah. And I'm just thinking I'm just going to ride in the, what do they call that when somebody's really fast and you ride behind them? It's the slipstream or you're drafting off of them. I'm thinking Dr. Véronique de Saulnier. She's so fast, I'm just going to be riding in her slipstream.
Well, you know, you might be able to, but she's tiny and you're tiny too. But it's not good. That wouldn't help with me.
No.
You got to draft off somebody that's at least your size or bigger. And
right.
So I think the only person I could draft off of would be Reggie Black. I can draft off of Reggie.
Okay. No, Reggie's going to be there. Better Way Health and Beta-1-3-D-Glucan, of course, is keeping our immune system strong here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger today as we get ready to head to Gainesville, Georgia. Not Florida. If you show up at the University of Florida, we're not going to be there. It's Gainesville, Georgia. Okay?
Yeah. It's Gainesville, Georgia. Yeah. And, you know, Robert, one of the things I wanted to mention that was just it really blew me away with the conference a couple weeks ago in Dallas was the fact that we, you know, no sooner had we gotten off stage, and I know that this happened to you as well, just as well as Charlene and myself, but I mean, people were literally grabbing us and saying, hey, I want to share my story. You know, the truth about cancer saved my life.
Yeah.
It's to see the progression over the last couple of years to where when we first did our first documentary and we didn't know what kind of an impact it would have. And over the months after that, people started to trickle in and say, man, you really saved my life. This is amazing information. And then the next year, you know, we went to conferences and people would approach us and, you know, there would be a line of people that's saying, hey, we saw the Quest for the Cures last year and it saved my life. And to now, you know, 2.5 years later, I mean, literally there were hundreds and hundreds of people that were there that were alive because of some of this information. And I'm not trying to pat ourselves on the back by any means. It's just, it's almost more surreal to me that it has come this far and that the information's gotten out there and that so many people are being helped. I mean, it just really solidifies that what our mission is, and it's encouraging to see that we're reaching people and we're accomplishing that mission.
Well, you know how I like to tell the story now of our adventure to the Braves game after the cancer event we did in Atlanta those years ago. And my purpose in doing that is not to say, hey, this is how you get into a Braves game for free. It isn't that. It's about being willing to listen to the, you know, spirit, the voice of God when it says, you need to do this. You need to be here. And all the obstacles that are thrown in your way, all the reasons you can think of why it can't be done, right? Go back to the beginning of the launch of the Quest, right? There's so many reasons or excuses that could have been made to say, you know, that's a little bit too much or a lot too much. And yet, you know, as a living example, Ty, that you are to me and hopefully a whole lot of others, you guys said, you know what? This is a mission that's far beyond us. We want to get out of our own way, but we also want to be a conduit or a channel to let this happen. So we allow it ourselves to be used to fulfill this mission. And it is a mission. And it is changing lives. And, yeah, the vitamin G that was coming our way at the event, the gratitude, was almost
amazing.
Overwhelming. I mean, you know, the tears that continue to flow when people tell you these stories.
It really was. It really was. And you know, we're already planning next year already to get the next conference underway. So this is definitely not the only Ultimate Life Symposium that we'll have, although it will be kind of difficult to follow up with that name, because if it was the Ultimate Life Symposium, then
well,
you can't have another Ultimate Life Symposium.
Well, is it let's see, are the wordsmiths out there, penultimate? Is that, does that make it less or more? I don't remember the penultimate.
That's actually more.
Oh, it is. Okay, so maybe it could be the penultimate. I don't know.
The only problem is if we use that word, most people don't know what it means, and they go, what the heck? heck is this?
Yeah, right. Well, let's define it, right?
Yeah, exactly. I have to define it. But yeah, so we're already talking about next year because the response has just been so great this year. And we just had so many people that have been touched. And, you know, the reality is we had a couple of people that are on the TTAC team and that are staff or customer service or whatever. You know, what people don't realize is that most of the people that work for us are people that were former followers or customers or cancer patients that wanted to work for us because this is a mission to them. And we've got one of our team that's down at Dr. Tony's in Mexico now. He's being treated. He had brain cancer. He has brain cancer. And so, you know, that was something that came out of this for us, was just being able to, we're sending our own staff down to Dr. Tony's to be worked on. So it's just really, it's just such a blessing to know that we have, there are solutions, there are clinics that you can go to and you can be healed, and it's and it's no different for our staff than anybody else.
Sure. A great connect that I got to make there at the Truth About Cancer Ultimate Live Symposium was finally meeting Annie Brandt.
Oh, yeah, Annie's awesome. Annie's awesome. You know, it's funny, I spoke at her conference there in Dallas maybe 4 years ago.
Yep.
And so she was there, and I think she was there with Ann Fonfa with Annie Appleseed Project. So I got a chance to see both of those ladies very briefly. But as you know, no more than 3 minutes per person.
Right.
I mean, it was crazy. It was crazy busy.
Yeah, and it was great because she's also very mission-oriented. And it's like all the people on a mission come together, and we fulfill and we support, we uplift each other's missions, right? Because they're all aligned. They're parallel. Sometimes they cross along the way. And you know, the Truth About Cancer you've been to and spoken at. The next one, I think, is back in San Diego. It looks like I'll be there for that one as well, which is very exciting. So we had Annie on. And, again, providing a way to connect these doctors with these patients and vice versa when they wake up and realize it and say, you know what, this one is too serious for me to handle on my own, right? As much as I love to bring the power to heal back to each and every one of those that listen to us, I recognize that we, from time to time, need a helping hand, a guiding hand. And it is an appropriate place to have someone like a Dr. Tony Jimenez, you know, to work with us in those ways that goes beyond a self-help scenario.
Yeah, and that was one of the things that was so impressive for me with the Ultimate Life Symposium is there was a lot of healing that was going on there in the hallways. I mean, as you walk through, we saw all these doctors out with huge groups of people, and they were educating them and they were helping them just, you know, out in the middle of the lobby. Mm-hmm. So that was really impressive to me to see the dedication that these doctors have. Most of them did. And I mean, even the ones that you would consider to be like ultimate superstars were out there. You know, Mike Adams was out there for 3 days answering questions. You know, I was really impressed with Joe Mercola there the last day. He got out and was out answering questions for quite a long time.
Very cool.
And so there was just a lot of people that stepped up to play. And that's just, I picked two. There was dozens of doctors that were out there that were doing that. And so I think that just kind of is, indicative of the whole conference. That's what people were there. They were there to be educated. They were there to be healed.
Yep.
And,
you set the stage, you build it, they'll come, that kind of thing. We've got to take our first break here. It's Outside the Box here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, TMBRSB, together again.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, remember to come see us in Gainesville, Georgia this weekend. And, of course, it's going to be not only TMB, but Charlene, as well as the kids. And is Bryce still going to play basketball with us, too?
Yeah, Bryce is planning on playing basketball with us. He's all excited about it. And, you know, he's playing basketball up here in Nashville on a league. So he's going to have to miss practice Friday, but that's okay. His coach was really excited to hear that he's going to get a chance to play against the Globetrotter Legends. So I told him he's going to have to throw a couple down against him.
Right. Yeah. I'm just thinking if you're on a team and you're like, well, you know, I got to miss practice. I got to miss a game. Why? Well, I'm going to be playing the Harlem Legends. Okay, yeah, okay, that's cool. An excused absence. Yeah, I think that'll
work.
Yeah,
be sure that you take pictures. Take plenty of pictures for us.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's sensational. I have to, you know, hats off again to Kim. She's a sweetheart, and she's doing great work there, and I hope everybody's planning to support it in any way. Even if you can't make it, support it, donate, because, again, more people making the outreach, making the bridge, and helping people that genuinely need the help to get well, not to be poisoned, but to detoxify, to be supported in rebuilding their immune system. And that's, again, I know it's a different paradigm from everything else out there in what they now call traditional oncology.
Yeah.
But that time has passed. It is time for what you're doing, what we're doing.
It is. It is time, and I'm looking forward to seeing. There's several people that have emailed us over the last few days saying, "Hey, we can't wait to see you in Gainesville. We saw you last year, or we saw you earlier this year in Atlanta." So we got a relatively big following of people that are down there that are, you know, going to be able to come up and shake our hand, and we're going to be able to convene with them again and just really share. You know, one of the things that I loved about Gainesville last year is we really were able to share our hearts and really connect with people in kind of a different different way than we have at some conferences. It was a little bit more intimate. I mean, not that it was small. I mean, there was probably 800 people there, but it was just a more intimate setting, and it was not quite as rushed as some conferences. So we were really just able to connect with people. So I'm looking forward to doing that again and just being able to shake people's hands and talk to them down there, because it's really, that's where these relationships that are forged, that's what leads to long-term healing, and that's what's going to lead to long-term success on this entire front of natural healing is building a team together.
Yep. And then the mainstream media comes along, kicking and screaming, being dragged into it occasionally. And here's a headline on CNN. Can your own immune system kill cancer? I'm like, hello, where have you been? Right? But this is now big news in the mainstream media. They're claiming that this is a big win for advancement of immunotherapy treatments for cancer. Right? Did you hear about this drug? It's an immunotherapy drug called Keytruda. Keytruda, which they say stimulates the body's own immune system.
Well, you know, it's kind of like they're on the right path here, sort of. It's encouraging to see that they're looking at the immune system. It's kind of like it's a breakthrough, though. That's the problem, is it's not a breakthrough. This is something that's been known for decades, and natural practitioners have been talking about it forever. If you heard Dr. Buttar's lecture, you know, he said someone with a healthy immune system cannot have cancer. If you had cancer, by definition, your immune system must have been compromised. So, I mean, this is something that we've known for a long time, and natural practitioners have been preaching for a long time. But CNN acts like this is something new. Hey, can somebody that eats a lot gain weight?
Right, right.
Well, yeah, we've known that for a long time, too.
So here we go. We always, and I'm quoting now from this article, we always talk about the three pillars of cancer therapy: radiation, chemotherapy, and surgery.
Now, pillars.
Yeah, they're pillars.
Pillars.
Yeah.
That word bothers me.
It does.
They should. Oh, they're not pillars.
No, but think about it. A pillar made of radiation. Do you want to lean on that pillar? Really?
Yeah.
Now it's become quite clear that there's a fourth pillar, which is immunotherapy. Now, that might be a pillar we could embrace a little bit more or lean on, but the way they go about it is to stimulate, hyper-stimulate. What are they doing? It's a drug therapy once again, and it goes against the concept and context that we talk about here. If you have to poison the body to heal it, is that really healing it?
That's the problem. And, you know, Chris Work was articulate on that. He says, it just didn't resonate with me when I had colon cancer that they had offered me a sloppy Joe and then tell me that I needed to poison my sick body to become well. That's just a great quote from Chris, but I agree with that. Here's the problem that I have with this three pillars of cancer therapy. Radiation, chemotherapy, the two of the three at least, they're both known to cause cancer. So if you have a pillar of cancer treatment or therapy, how can a pillar be something that causes cancer? It's like, you know, if you have somebody that's obese and they go to a obesity clinic, whatever they call them, and their pillars of their treatment are, in the morning you go to the buffet for breakfast, which has nothing
all
but waffles and pancakes and bacon.
Yeah.
And then their pillar number two is lunch. It's all you can eat pizza and french fries and deep fried chicken with all the dessert you can eat. And then they say, and along with these two therapies, these two pillars of our therapy, in the evening we exercise and we do fresh juice.
Right.
Well,
right.
They're contradictory.
Hello. We got to break those pillars down and build some new ones. We're going to do that on the other side of this break. TMB, RSB together doing OTB. That's Outside the Box here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money-back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
In the health world, through the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
We're just talking about these three pillars, chemo, radiation, and surgery. I will add even that third pillar where we could make an argument, maybe agree that certain times that surgical intervention may be necessary to save the life of a patient. But radical preventive mastectomy, no, that doesn't count. That's not what we're talking about. And also remember, just like our good buddy, the doc at Detox, Dr. Daryl Wolf says, scar tissue is everything here, and of course, it's also a gathering point for metabolic wastes and toxins that also are the, let's say, the root cause in many cases of future cancers. And so surgery is something you have to go in very cautiously, even if you can avoid even doing that, that would be preferable.
Yeah, I agree. Sometimes it's necessary, but most of the time the surgery is not. So it's that's one of the pillars, the quote pillars, that is sometimes okay. You know, I've talked at length with Dr. Buttar about this, and he said, you know, sometimes the tumor burden is so great you do need to remove it surgically if you're dealing with an advanced cancer. But that's not curative though, right? That's relieving the tumor burden so that your body can then focus on the cancer and healing the cancer itself once you give the body what it needs, which is good nutrition, which is detoxification, which is exercise, sweating, and so forth. That's what the body needs. But sometimes the tumor burden is too great. So that's the one that's not as cut and dry. To me, chemo and radiation, it's like I would never take chemo and radiation for any cancer ever, period. so that for me, those are cut and dry.
Well, this is the thing here. It's astonishing new acknowledgement that the mainstream media is recognizing the immune system has a role to play. Yet the reporting that they're doing is so far behind. Although they do reference the what was the Coley's cocktail from 1893?
Coley's toxins, yeah. Coley's toxins, yeah.
They do actually acknowledge that.
Yeah, Coley's toxins were used back 100 years ago, and they're still used in some of the Gerson clinics now. I know that the Gerson clinic in Baja, Mexico that we visited, they used Coley's toxins. But Coley's toxins, I don't want to try to get into a long definition about what they are, explain what they are, but they're basically toxins that are selectively toxic to cancer cells only. They don't affect normal cells, so they sound kind of scary, Coley's toxins, but they're a selectively toxic treatment for just cancer cells.
Yeah, much better than what they call chemotherapy in a modern context. And I want to state for the record, for new listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show, Outside the Box, we go each week with Ty Bollinger.
Yeah,
we want you to have the freedom to access all of the treatments, and if you want to go allopathic, you know, we're not here to stand in your way, right? This is the point. If you feel like you need to go that way, go with all your heart and gusto. Get all the support you need. But we want you to know there's a whole other world. Even as these folks in the allopathic world begin to discover the things we've known, Ty has written and talked about for years, we say freedom, right? The other side would say, well, see, now that we're embracing some immunotherapy, we want to make sure we monopolize the marketplace so you can't do the things that Ty has written about, right? That's where we, you know, that's the draw the line point. You don't do that.
That is. That's really where we do draw the line in the sand. And one of the problems that we have is that they will use the term immunotherapy, and that sounds good, but the reality is they're using a drug to stimulate the immune system, and it's not going to work as well as a lot of natural substances will to stimulate the immune system, like a beta glucan or whatever it might be. Another problem is that they I'm looking down here in this article on CNN, and it says another treatment vaccine called T-VEC or Imlygic. Now, Imlygic or T-VEC, that was a virotherapy that was approved in 2015 by the FDA, right? And so we hear about virotherapy, and when we were in Dallas, Andrei Repasevsky from Riga, Latvia, and the Latvian Virotherapy Center, he was there. And they have Rigvir, which is a very effective viral therapy that's being used in Latvia, in Georgia, Armenia, and now in Mexico. I know Dr. Tony's using it in his clinic. But the problem is that now we see that the FDA has approved this viral therapy, and so people will say, well, they can get it here. Yeah. Well, the problem is this is not Rigvir. This is Imlygic or T-VEC, and this is a genetically modified virus, where the Rigvir is a non-genetically modified virus. That makes all the difference in the therapy. So you just have to be careful that they're going to use terms that sound good, the mainstream. Yeah, immunotherapy, viral therapy. We heard about those in the quest for the cures, but now we can get it from the FDA. Well, it's not the same stuff.
Right. All right, well, let's go to a question of the day here coming from Hannah. She says she's been experiencing all of the symptoms of ovarian cancer to varying degrees over the last 6 weeks, and these symptoms are not normal to her, she says, all right, especially the degree that they have been. So something's going on, and it's getting worse. That's according to symptoms she's relating. She says, I know it's not dietary because symptoms have not necessarily improved by not eating gluten or soy. I think that's an oversimplification, Hannah. We'll get into that in a moment. She says, I just don't know what to do. There's no doctor's appointments available until I leave for uni. And even if there was, university, I keep on kidding myself that because some days I only have two symptoms that I'm fine because the reduced appetite may just be because my stomach has shrunk. Hannah. Now, we can't diagnose and prescribe for you, Hannah. Just understand we're kind of give a general overview in this regard. But there are doctors that have addressed this ovarian cancer, and they've done so without having to remove the ovaries. So it is possible to recover. I don't know if you're talking about uni. Are you in Canada? She didn't say where she was from.
Well, it sounds like it's not United States, because we wouldn't say uni, I don't think.
No.
But, and I'd like to know what are the symptoms,
right,
that she says she has experiencing the symptoms, because I don't know what those symptoms are. Ovarian cancer typically doesn't have any symptoms if it's early stage. And then even advanced stage ovarian cancer are very nonspecific symptoms, like, you know, weight loss or loss of appetite, which she does mention here, but that could be from hundreds of different things, not necessarily ovarian cancer. I don't know if she's experiencing abdominal or a pelvic pain, or, you know, bloating, gastrointestinal bloating, or, you know, just fluid in the abdomen or lumps in the abdomen. I don't have any idea. So it'd be kind of good to get those. And the reality is that it may be some kind of an issue that has nothing to do with ovarian cancer, but it has to do with the fact that she has dysbiosis in her gut.
Sure.
And which something like the silver olive protocol that you talk about might be something that would totally remove all the symptoms. But I don't know enough to even.
No, we don't. And the thing is, she simplified it by saying, because I'm not eating gluten or soy, and I'm not getting better, I know it's not my diet. It's like, no, it's always diet related. It's always gastrointestinally related. You cannot overlook that. And the fact is, we don't know if she's had an official diagnosis either, because there's a lot of ovarian imbalance, endocrine imbalances in the female system for a lot of reasons. So irregular periods, breakthrough bleeding, doesn't necessarily mean you have cancer, Hannah. Again, we don't know enough to give you a definitive, but I would say if you haven't already run out and ordered it on Amazon or through Barnes & Noble or whatever, the new book, The Truth About Cancer, through Hay House, is available, and that'll give you some overviews and some links and some supportive information you can go with.
Yeah, and also there is actually a chapter on different diagnostic tests that you can take that you can do at your home if you don't want to go to a clinic. So, you know, that would be the first thing I would suggest is to go in and get a diagnosis or a non-diagnosis. You know, you be examined and find out exactly what's going on, because it could be a whole host of things. One of the things, you know, some people in this field say, you know, you should be your own doctor and not worry about going to medical doctors because they don't know anything. I disagree with that. I don't think that most of us have the knowledge that we would require to be our own doctor. I do recommend that you get under the care of a good naturopath or an herbalist or homeopath, or even many medical doctors that are open to nutrition and diet. Get under the care of a doctor and get a diagnosis before you can't treat it if you don't know what it is.
Yeah, who said at the Truth About Cancer event that it's one thing to accept the diagnosis, but you want to reject the prognosis in most
that
cases?
That was brilliant. That was Patrick Quillen. He said, accept the diagnosis, refuse the prognosis.
That's right.
And Patrick is so great. Mm-hmm. We had him up, and I think you were there at our hotel room when we had him up for lunch that day. I think he came in right after. Bryce came up to me afterwards, and he said, Patrick Quillen came up and started talking to me, and I thought he was on stage. He sounds the same when he's on stage as when he's just very intelligent. He's always articulate. Mm-hmm. And when he gets up on the stage with this booming voice and he goes 90 to nothing and never makes a mistake and just continually goes and goes and goes, that's just him. That's the same way he is off stage as well. He's just a bundle of knowledge.
Yeah, absolutely. Patrick Quillen, another great resource related to food, Hannah. Check it out. He's got many books on the subject. Now, Sarah's writing in, and she says, this is a little different for us together to do. She says, I went to my first appointment with a rheumatologist, and he put me on prednisone for 2 weeks. Wow. Your very first appointment, they didn't wait at all, just prednisone. Okay. And my next appointment is 2 weeks after my last dose of prednisone. The prednisone helped with the pain, but I read that you shouldn't stay on prednisone long term, but it really helps me, and I've had absolutely no side effects from it yet. But I still have 3 days of one pill each day left to take. When I go back to the doctor in 2 weeks, do you think he will keep me taking it or try something else? Listen, so again, Sarah, we don't know the specifics of your case, but prednisone is a powerful steroid hormone immunosuppressant agent that basically stops inflammation cold. And you might feel better on it, but it's very damaging to the liver. It's very immunosuppressive, and you can't be on it long term because eventually it can kill you. And I don't want to overly state that. I'm not being overly dramatic, Sarah. So short burst, if you have to use a drug like that, then get off of it and switch over. And I'm thinking out loud here, outside the box, about this new turmeric, this fermented turmeric that we get from Epigenetic Labs.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting that you mentioned that, and I agree completely with what you said about prednisone. It is an immunosuppressive drug. That's a biggie. It suppresses the immune system. Now, you know, it will help with pain, and But there's other things that naturally will help with pain and inflammation. And one of the things that I was mentioning to you off the air was the turmeric 3D that we produced with Epigenetic Labs. Dr. Irvin Sawney, who was there at the Ultimate Life Symposium, he called me this weekend. And apparently he was out this last weekend. He was out camping or something, didn't have access to medicine or anything. And he had a bottle of turmeric 3D, and he hurt his back. And he was like, man, he could hardly move. And so he just took a couple of the turmeric 3D pills, and he said the next morning he woke up and his back was completely fine. And so he was really impressed with the anti-inflammatory actions of the turmeric 3D. And we know that that's one of the methods of action of turmeric, is it does cause inflammation to go down. It's a very good natural anti-inflammatory.
Yeah, without the same suppression, without toxicity, without addiction. I mean, you know, none of the downside of these heavy drugs that work against inflammation. Again, temporary relief, but what is the downwind, downstream cost of that can be devastating.
Yeah, that's true. And while we're on this radio show here, I'm walking over to my supplements and I'm getting some turmeric 3D right now.
how many capsules are you going to take?
I'm just going to take two. I take two Fulvimax every day, 2-7 and plus every day, 2 probiotics, 2 enzymes, 2 turmeric 3D. Easy for me to remember.
Easy to do, folks. And of course, the Epigenetic Labs, how do people get it that weren't at the Truth About Cancer?
You should just go to epigeneticlabs.com, and we've got all the products up there on the website. But the turmeric 3D is one of the most popular ones. I love the 7N Plus because it's a medicinal mushroom product. And I also love the Fulvimax because it's our multivitamin, multimineral product. So they're all great. And, you know, I got up there, we brought a bunch of supplements to the symposium because we didn't want to run out. And we gave people great deals. I mean, unbelievable prices. But I got up and started talking about them. And then Jordan Rubin got up and helped me out because he's much more articulate than I am when talking about supplements. But it was really a blessing to be able to get people such good supplements at such low prices. And one of the things we did at the end with our staff there with the Truth About Cancer is, I mean, they'd worked so hard for the last week.
I'm shaking up my Fulvimax right now, and I'm going to take some on the break. When we come back, we'll find out what did he do for the staff and what you can do to get this at Epigenetic Labs. We'll be right back.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarity is a 43-year-old company has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation. Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Scott Bell Show.
If you ever miss an episode of Outside the Box here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Ty Bollinger, easy enough. We've got archives going back years, hundreds of hours of great, great information that doesn't ever expire. And I encourage you to come link it up. We, of course, are on GCN each week, and they have the archives up first. Then you can go to iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, Red State Radio, as well as the new SoundCloud. We've got it linked up. So it's all linked up in the show notes, as well as link to the truth about cancer and, of course, Epigenetic Labs. We were just talking about some of these products, and you said you did something for the staff that worked so hard there.
Well, we did. You know, as I mentioned, we shipped way too many supplements there because we didn't want to run out. But at the end, we still had several pallets of supplements left. So we just told all of the Truth About Cancer staff, support staff there, that take as many as you can get in your suitcase case or in your car.
Wow.
So there were literally people that had carts that were stacked, you know, head high with boxes of supplements that just took them and we just gave them to all the staff. And we didn't make, we made very little money, if any money. We probably broke even on the supplements there because we just wanted to get high quality supplements to people at a reasonable price. But, we just wanted to do that for our staff. So it was really cool because they were so excited.
Yeah.
And, you know, these are people that don't get any recognition. And you know, we pay them well, but I mean, they're, you know, being a support staff or whatever, they're not going to ever get wealthy, and it's even sometimes hard to afford just your typical supplements. So they're going to be stocked on supplements for the next year or two with the supplements that they were able to get out of there.
That's
so
fantastic. Well, they worked hard, exciting. They earned it. That was really nice of you to do.
Yeah.
That. Now, in addition to the things that we do, of course, providing real options, real solutions, the freedom to access the information as well, that we like to support everybody that listen in and that attend these events as well. There's an article here off of BBC News that says doctors are naming some treatments that bring little to no benefit. And, you know, their advice includes using tap water to clean cuts, you know, which is just as good, as they say, as saline solution. And, of course, yes, we want to throw chlorine and fluoride on our cuts, don't we? I mean, this is the kind of advice that they're giving? Really?
Well, I guess it would. The chlorine would disinfect the cut. If that's the purpose, but you know, the reality is that there's a lot of other ways to do it better.
I'm using some silver hydrosol and gel. I mean, it's just saying that's we've got options there. But I get where they're coming from, and that's okay. But right, we try to acknowledge using purified water as opposed to having more exposures to halides, whether they come through drinking or through open wounds, for instance.
Yeah. And the reality is, you know, you get a cut, and they're like, "Oh, you got to get a tetanus shot so you don't get, you know, tetanus," because, you know, we know that it comes from getting a cut with a rusty nail. And the reality is that's not where tetanus comes from. Tetanus is a fecally transmitted bacteria. So, right. You know, that all you got to do, I talked to Russell Blaylock about that, and he said that's just, you know, in his southern drawl, that's just absurd, Ty, to get a tetanus shot. All you got to do if you get a cut is put hydrogen peroxide on it, and there's no tetanus.
Yeah, so, exactly. Oxygen just neutralizes it, as would silver. So we have options once again. And, you know, they're acknowledging the failures of medicine here by saying things that don't work, right? Routine screening for prostate conditions, that PSA test, which, as we joked about, it's not specific. If a woman can have a high PSA test, where's her prostate, right? It's not specific to the prostate.
It ain't prostate specific, you're right.
And they say it does not lead to longer life and can bring unnecessary anxiety, and I will add unnecessary interventions that could reduce your quality of life and length of life as well. So it's good that they're acknowledging some of these things.
It is. I mean, it is. We are, again, on the right track, just not all the way there, but at least heading in the right direction.
Children with bronchiolitis or breathing problems usually get better without treatment. They're acknowledging that. Not everybody needs a steroid inhaler. Imagine that.
Imagine that. That's kind of the same thing as with the HPV, right? Okay. Most of them kind of resolve on their own. Most of the infections.
And folks, remember, in the expanded edition of Unlock the Power to Heal, I added a chapter in on lung health. That it's information you won't get in any other book. I'm telling you, it's not written about anywhere that I've seen. So very exciting to have that added into the book. So anybody that's got some pulmonary lung issues, whether you're a kid or an elderly adult, if I can say that, you've got help in that book too.
Yeah, and by the way, we were talking about prednisone earlier. One of my favorite chapters is The Road to Colostomy Bags is paved with prednisone and antibiotics.
Yeah, that's an unwieldy chapter title, but an accurate one.
It is. But, yeah, great little book. It's a great little book to have.
Yep. It's a primer, but, boy, oh, boy, sometimes the primer means you don't need all the other complicated stuff. And we love making it as simple as possible. We know cancer can be a complicated issue, but if anybody can make it simple, Hillbilly Hank, I mean, Ty Bollinger can do that. The new book, Unlock the Power to Heal. No, that's the old book, but, of course, expanded. Now we're talking The Truth About Cancer is out. Go get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or wherever you get your books. And with that, we're gonna wrap it up. TMB, tell them what they need to know.
Well, they need to remember that the power to heal is yours.
Woo!
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you're thinking about a memory foam or dial up your number bed, don't buy one just yet. Not until you experience the customizable bed everyone is talking about, the Reverie Dream Sleep System. Reverie uses patented Dream Cell mattress technology with over 200 adjustment points for the most comfortable sleep of your life. Call 877-889-1300 to learn why Hollywood A-listers, athletes, trainers, and doctors are raving about their Reverie beds. It might be Reverie's zero gravity setting that relieves pressure on your back, or the anti-snore function, or Reverie's 101-night guarantee. If you haven't had the most amazing sleep of your life, return it for a full refund. Want to know why celebrities, athletes, and doctors are switching to Reverie Dream Sleep Systems? Call now to find out. 877-889-1300 or visit reverie.com. That's 877-889-1300 or reverie.com.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.